I think a lot of times we have to get tired of the way we're living before we want to change.
Amen.
When we get sin sick and sick of the way that we're living and living a defeated life and the devil owning us and ruling us and walking along over top of us, we'll get tired of that and say, Lord, I know you've got something far better than that. Hallelujah. How many know salvation's far better, sweeter, greater? Hallelujah to God. Praise the Lord. Now, you don't go out here on an apple tree or some kind of fruit tree and pick the fruit until it gets ripe. Amen. You got to be ripe on the inside. Amen. Yep. And when God knows that you're ripe and you are ready for the picking, praise be to the Lord, He'll send conviction right to your heart.
Amen.
And you'll know it. And you'll see your lost condition, and you'll say, Lord, I am ready. How many in the house could say, Lord, I'm glad that I said that I was ready. Hallelujah to God. Ready for the change. Ready to be happy. Praise the Lord and be saved.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 10:12, if you want to turn here. Deuteronomy 10:12. I'd like to preach tonight. The Lord will help me just for a little bit. On you are important to God.
Yes.
Your life, your very life, and your soul are important to Him. You're more important to Him than you realize here tonight. Can I tell us, everybody in this house, God doesn't want to lose a one of you. God does not want to lose a one of you. Praise be to the Lord. He don't want you weak and sliding away from Him. How many could say with all of your heart, Brother Tommy, I want to stay and I don't want to slide back. As Brother Charles said, I don't want to even look back or think back of what God brought me out of. Hallelujah to the Lord. Deuteronomy 10:12. And now, Israel, it's God's people. What doeth the Lord thy God require of thee? What's He want out of you? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all His ways, and to love Him, and to serve the Lord thy God.
Amen.
With all, A-L-L, all thy heart, and with all thy soul. Verse 13, to keep the commandments of the Lord and His statutes, which I command thee this day, for what? For thy good. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Him shalt thou serve, and to Him shalt thou cleave. He is thy praise, and He is thy God. You may be seated. On over in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter and verse 19, it said that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey His voice,
yes,
and that thou mayest cleave unto Him, for He is thy life and the length of thy days. Amen.
Yes.
I want to hold on to what I got.
Amen.
Yeah.
I want to keep what God gave me.
Yeah.
How many could say in the house, I want to live how He's told me to live. Hallelujah. I want to obey Him and love Him. Can I tell you, He is thy praise.
Yes.
Oh, praise God. When what's God saying to His children in these portions of Scripture?
Come on.
Fear Him, love Him, obey Him,
yes,
serve Him, so it'll go well with you. For He is thy praise, and He is thy life, and he is the length of your days. Praise God. I'm glad I obey when I come to him. I'm glad I gave him all of my heart and all of my soul, and I said, my life, Lord, I give it to you. That wasn't the end of it. The Lord began to show me the things to do and the things not to do, that I might draw closer to him. I don't know about you, in this hour I need more of the Lord. I need him every day that I live. When I wake up in the morning, till I lay my head on my pillow with a night to go to sleep, I want the Lord to be pleased with me. I want his joy. I want his peace. I want that good salvation to stay just as strong and real and fresh to me. Every day we have to make a choice to serve the Lord our God. Hallelujah. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy. He gave me life when I was dead in my trespasses and in my sin. I was far away from him. But the night that I came to him, he gave me life. He gave me eternal life. Praise the Lord. And I want to hold on to it. He's thy praise.
Yes.
When God says that he is thy praise, it means he is your peace. He is your joy. He is your gladness. He is your happy song. Can you say it here tonight, dear Jesus? You are my life. You are my everything. Without you, I would be dying. I would not be here tonight if it wasn't for you, Lord. I would be dead and I would be gone. My body would be in a grave somewhere and my soul would be lost in hell. How many just say, I'm glad that he saved me, Brother Tommy. Hallelujah. Woo! He loved me that much. Everybody in the house tonight, you are more important to the Lord than you really realize. The devil may be fighting you. He may be attempting you and trying you, oh Lord, with anything that he can to get you away from the Lord. But I found a treasure a long time ago. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Raise your little hand. I found a treasure that night on down on bended knees. Hallelujah. Repenting of my sin. Jesus, hey Lord, he wrote my name down in the Lamb's book of life. Can I tell you tonight, I got a mansion awaiting over on the other side. Hey Lord, it's worth serving the Lord. Hey Lord, ain't you glad tonight you got a promise of heaven when you die and you leave this the world? If you'll cleave unto the Lord thy God and don't turn him loose. How many can say, Brother Tommy, I ain't gonna turn him loose. I got a hold of this thing. Hallelujah. And I love the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going all the way. I said I'm gonna serve him all the way until I get to heaven.
Praise
God. He is thy praise.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I'm here because he loves me. You're here because he gave you life. Oh, Lord, I'm here tonight. We're here tonight because of his tender mercy and his abundant grace. Hallelujah. Oh, dear Lord, you've watched over me and you have kept me. Thank God none of us are lost tonight. None of us are in hell. The Lord shined his light down and he showed us the right way. We're not living our life in sin anymore. Hey, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Lead me, God, and guide me.
Yes.
Speak to my heart.
Come on.
Speak to me. Let me know what I can do to get closer to you.
Yes.
Deal with me, Lord.
Yes.
Your voice and your spirit that you show me and draw me closer to you, Lord. How many can say, I need peace, Brother Tommy? I need peace in this hour. Oh, God. Did you know that you can bless yourself in the Lord? You can encourage and build yourself up in God?
Yes.
You can increase your joy and happiness in the Lord. Isaiah 29:19, the meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord. And the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 61:10, it says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. But on the other hand, listen, if you look at the circumstances, if you look at all the bad, you look at all the negative, you look at all that's wrong, you can tear yourself down. You can sink your own boat to the bottom. Can we say, Lord, right here now, I'm a looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, the spies and the shame, and is now sitting down at the right hand of the throne of God. How many say tonight we got an intercessor and a mediator? Hallelujah, Jesus the righteous, and he's our advocate. When we're in trouble, we can go to Jesus and say, Lord, I need you. I need strength, and I need you to help me. And Jesus, on the right hand of the Father, will look over to God and say, my Father, let one of our children down there and look at the nail prints in my hands. I suffered and bled and died for them. Hallelujah. And God looks at his son and says, go down and touch them and help them. Hey, Lord, and strengthen them. Raise your little hand. Jesus knows how. Jesus knows when. But come down. Hallelujah. You might be in a room, a dark room with the door shut, with mind battles. Hey, Lord, I wondered, which way do I go? What do I do? What about tomorrow? I tell you, Jesus, he'll come to you right in the midnight hour of time. Hallelujah. And he'll touch you, and he'll help you, and he'll encourage you. He'll lift your spirit. He'll lift your soul. Hallelujah.
Yes. Woo. Yes.
Lord. I mean, has ever had the Lord to come and just pay you a visit?
Yes.
You can't explain it. You can be so tore up for a little while, and then you can go and get your Bible and pick it up and say, Lord, I just need to hear from you today. And you begin to read your Bible, the Word of God. I've done it many, many times, and I'm telling you, scriptures that I hadn't seen anything in it for a long time, it just pops out. And it's just like the Lord says, son, I'm with you. I'm with you. I love you. Jesus prayed to his Father in St. John 17. He said, of all them that thou gavest to me, I have lost none. How many could say, Jesus ain't going to lose me? Raise your hand. He ain't going to lose me. He ain't going to forget me either. Praise be to the Lord. He said, I am the Lord and I change not. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. I will never leave thee and I will never forsake thee. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Ain't ye the end of the world? Ain't here yet. Praise be to the Lord, but I'm holding on. There'll be a glorious morning when Jesus comes and that old trumpet will sound. He's coming, hallelujah, for his blood bought a bride that's been washed in the blood. Jesus is a coming. How many wants to be ready? Oh, I want to be ready. I want to be washed. I want to be clean. Lord, I'm looking for your appearing.
Yes.
Hey. Oh, God. Oh, God.
How many could say tonight, I know him? I don't know just about him only, but I know him. I have him. He's my Savior. Hey, Lord. Sister Sheila, he's my Lord. He's my hope. He's my help. He's my strength. He's my keeper. He's my support and my guide. He's my way through. He's my way out. And he's my way over. God's going to take us over. He'll take us through. David of old said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and I stand. They cover me. I'm a coming through. And you say, Brother Tommy, I'm a going through. The Lord is with me. I'm a going through. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I'm going, Jesus. I'm a going. You're with me. Holy God.
Come on.
He's my sustainer. He's my encourager. He's my comforter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Who else could you go to? Huh?
Nobody.
Wife might not understand. Husband might not understand. Surely the president, no. Oh, God. Come on, but Jesus knows.
Yes.
He understands.
Yes.
Listen, he understands me.
Yes.
He knows my makeup.
Right.
He knows my character.
Yes. Right.
He knows my weaknesses.
Yep.
He knows when I hurt. He knows when you're troubled. Mm-hmm. He knows when you have questions deep inside.
Oh, yeah.
What do I do, Lord? I need you. He understands everything about you and understands your thoughts afar off. Where could I go but to him?
Amen.
Slip your little hand. I feel him right here. Oh, God, I praise you. Holy Lord. You know me. You know me, Jesus. We all got faults. We've got flaws.
Amen.
We have.
Amen.
We get troubled.
Yes.
We're weak. Bible said he knoweth our frame. He knows that we're but dust. We're like a weak worm in the earth. But I've got him in my heart. Oh, how many's got him inside of your heart? Hallelujah to God. He loves me. Oh, Lord. My Jesus. Holy God. He loves me. He understands when I'm worried. He understands my fears. He does, Sheila. He understands it. Yes, he cares. When you feel like you're at the bottom and you went as far as you can go, look up. Look up.
Amen.
I feel him. Look up. He's good.
Yes.
He's good. Ron said he's good all the time.
Yes.
Holy Lord, I'm glad I got God on my side, ain't you? Lamont, I'll tell you, it pays to serve him. And hold on. Sissy, it pays to keep loving God and serving him. Love him. Cleave to him. Take a hold of him. Say, I ain't letting loose of you, Jesus, for anything, anything in this world. I'm going to hold on.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Isaiah 41 and 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Don't fear. Be not dismayed, discouraged, for I am thy God.
Yes.
I will strengthen thee. Woo. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand up my righteousness. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Ain't you glad you got somebody that'll help you? David of old said, behold, take notice, God is my helper, and he will secure me, and he'll be there to sustain me. Brother Ron, this thing's bigger than I am. Oh, it's so sweet. It's so good. Oh, God. Preacher, some people might say, preacher, how can I be happy? I really want to know. How can I have peace and joy in my soul? Brother Tommy, this world's full of problems. There's evil and trouble everywhere. There's so many burdens, preacher. So many fears, worries, and so many frustrations and aggravations, Brother Tommy. There's battles. There's struggles. How many's ever had to struggle? God, holy Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. There's struggles. How can I have God's good, sweet spirit? I want that blessed peace, and I want victory in my life. Listen, the key to it all is keeping our minds stayed upon the Lord in prayer, reading God's word and meditating in his promises. Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. I'm going to leave you with this tonight. The danger of idleness. Here we go. How many's ready? You got your seatbelts on?
Here we go.
You better buckle up. The danger of idleness and what will happen if you get idle. Oh, God. This is a striving way. Every day, I can't let up. There's not a day that comes that I can afford to let up.
Right.
I cannot afford to let up. I've got to maintain, and I feel him.
Come on.
I've got to maintain a good prayer life.
Right.
I've got to read my Bible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
I've got to hunger every day and thirst after him.
No.
I've got to feel after him. Jeremiah said, to feel after him, you'll find him. He's not far off. Holy. I don't know about you, but I get in my study and I raise my hands and I close my eyes and I reach for God. I reach for the Spirit. I reach for the presence of the Lord. I want to feel you, Lord. I want to know that you're with me. I know the word says you're with me, but I want to feel it. Lord, I need to feel that connection. I need to feel that witness. Lord, that everything's all right. Raise your little hand and say, Lord, oh God, I reach unto you, Jesus. The Lord knows when you're seeking him. The Lord knows when you got a need. And you're reaching up saying, I need you, God. I need your touch. Give him a wave offering in the house. I feel the Lord. Hey, Lord. The Bible said to draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh unto you. You can take one step toward the Lord, and he'll take two to you.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yes.
The danger of idleness and God's cry to commit. You can hear the Lord tonight crying. He's crying for commitment. Are y'all committed?
Yes.
I'm speaking to myself.
Amen. Come on.
Have y'all committed yourself wholly unto the Lord completely?
Come on.
Apostle Paul says, I've committed the keeping of my soul unto him against that day, for that day. I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him and given unto him. How many's given your life to Jesus? Holy, holy, holy. I'm persuaded he's going to keep me. Hallelujah. Philippians 2:12. Wherefore, my beloved brethren. Now, Paul is writing, listen, he's writing to the Philippian saints, the children of God. He is telling them, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only. Now listen. But now much more in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. In other words, there is a chance that you could miss it. And you'll lose it if you're not careful and you don't stay committed to God. Work out, say work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Did you know what Paul was saying here, Brother Charles? Listen close. In this letter to us and all of God's people, listen close. You all always obey when I'm around. When I'm with you to inspire you and preach to you and stir you up, you get in and you get excited because the Holy Ghost is a moving and touching. He's a blessing in the midst when I'm with you. But Paul is saying in his letter here, now much more, now in my absence, when I'm away from you and you go back to your houses and you go back to your jobs, you're going to have to work on your spiritual life when you're away from God's house. I feel him tonight. This goes more deeper than coming to church one or two services a week. You got to have it every day. Lord, you don't only pray when you come to the house of God. You don't only come to sing a few songs. Paul said, when I come to you, I come in the fullness of the Holy Ghost and the power of God. And you get in and the Holy Ghost touches you. But when the service is over and you go back home and you go back to your job, you're going to have to work on that spiritual life.
Yes. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Going to have to work on it.
Yes. Come on.
Work on it. So what are y'all going to do when you go home tonight? You going to spend 2 or 3 hours on the cell phone?
Come on.
I'm trying to help us. I'm honest. Listen to me real close. What you feed in here will affect you in here.
Right.
The mind is connected to the heart.
Amen.
The eyes and the ears are the gateway to the spirit man inside of you. You want to feed him? How many wants to feed that sweet Holy Ghost that's in you, that dove of heaven?
Yes.
Holy Lord, I want to feed him that royal grain. I want to feed him that royal grain of the wheat. Hallelujah. What is it? It's the word of the living God. Praise. Raise your little hand. Teach me, Lord. Teach me and show me, Lord, where I'm missing it. Teach me, Lord, and show me what I can do to get closer to you.
Yes.
Show me how I can get more peace and more joy, more assurance on the inside. You won't get it in the things of this world.
Right.
You're going to have to feed the inner man.
Right.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Come on.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus. He is thy praise. He is thy life. He's my life. He's my praise. He's my victory. I fed him today. I fed the Spirit today of the Holy Ghost. I fed the inner man. And I'm ready to praise and worship him.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, God. Glory.
Teach me, Jesus.
Yes.
Let me commit myself.
Yes.
Recommit. Oh God. A picture of souls who don't have God's presence and the sweet Holy Ghost. Come on. Look around you at what you're hearing and what you're seeing. It's enough to depress anybody. It depress a mule.
Amen.
We now live. Man, I feel like preaching tonight.
Oh God.
Preach,
oh God. Raise your hand and love him. I love you, Jesus.
Talk to me. Talk to me tonight, God. Sweet Holy Ghost, show me. Show me. Hallelujah. Oh God. Oh Lord, we now live in a world of madness. There's such restlessness in our society. People are giving up every day, Brother Ron. They've lost hope. Oh Lord, the psychiatric wards are full of them. There's such a fragmentation of homes and families. There's so much mental and spiritual breakdowns in our troubled world. And this spirit is trying to creep into the church of God's people and try to affect them. There is an overwhelming spirit of depression, like a cloud hovering over people. You can't put your finger on it, but it's all around you. And you can feel the pressure of this age getting stronger in these last days, like Jesus said would come right before he returns for his children to take them home. God don't want you troubled. I said, God don't want you troubled and filled with anxiety and falling apart. He wants you strong in the spirit. He wants you to have peace. And he wants you to have joy. Hey, give him a wave offering. Hallelujah. Woo! I need the spirit. I need the Holy Ghost. I need the anointing. And all the anointing of God. It will destroy the yoke. It will break the chains. It'll remove the fetters. It'll burn the ropes off of you. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Hallelujah. Hey Lord, holy Lord. I tell you, we can pray his presence around us. I said we can pray the wonderful spirit around us. It's not so hard to praise him when we got a prayer life and we're committed.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh my gracious sakes.
Come on.
Yes.
How many wants a little bit more?
Come on.
How many wants the sweet Holy Ghost to put a little bit more on your plate right here? Holy, 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 holy.
Yes.
Holy, 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 Lord. I want more of you. Put more on my plate. Woo. I'm not full yet. Hey, God. Oh, God. I'm telling us, you have to daily work. I feel him, man. I'm telling you, I feel him. You have to daily work on your soul. You cannot remain idle. Idleness is the devil's playground. Oh, God. You'll lose out and you'll go down. Oh, Lord. Proverbs 19 and 15. Sweet Holy Ghost, would you talk to us? He'll say, I sure will through the word. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. It's not talking about a natural physical hunger. The Holy Ghost is saying to us, if we don't stay busy and occupy ourselves in the Lord, our souls will dry up and our souls will suffer.
God.
Oh, I got to do something. Come on, I got to move. I said, I got to draw near to God. Hey, Lord, I need you. We'll spiritually starve. Listen, listen. You'll get weak and you'll lose that inward strength. And after a while, you won't feel like doing anything. Nothing will interest you. That's what idleness brings.
Yeah.
Your zest for life, the spirit in you, will die away. Your body and your mind will decay.
and wither inside of you, because your spirit and your heart inside of you has been neglected. I'm not going to neglect my soul. Oh, Lord. I'm not going to neglect this great salvation. I'm not going to neglect the Spirit of God. How many in the house says, I need the Holy Ghost. I need the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, Lord, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
Yes, Lord. Come on.
Holy God.
Come on.
Oh, Jesus. I'm glad when he saved me, maybe a happy camper.
There you go.
Devil don't own me anymore, man. Why, he's crazy. He's sly, but he's crazy. If he thinks he can come out and talk me out of what I got,
amen.
Man, I ain't going to do it.
Amen.
Are you?
No.
Holy God of heaven. Cleave unto the Lord your God. Hold on to him. He said, I am the Lord. And I will hold thy right hand, saying, fear not. I am with thee to help thee. Hey! I'll help you in your time of need. I'll lift you up when you're down. I'll encourage you when you're discouraged. I'll lift that spirit on the inside if you feed on the spiritual things of the Lord.
Amen. Hi, gracious.
Praise God. I ain't going to let my life be humdrum.
Amen.
Did you know that so many things can add up in your life,
yep,
that it'll choke the life of God out of you?
Right.
Oh, Lord, if you let it.
Right.
And if you lose your desire for the spiritual things and call them upon him, reach into him, don't lose your desire.
Amen.
Oh, my Lord, I feel him. How many feels like tonight, Lord, I need to recommit. I just need to commit.
Oh.
And recommit. Would you stand with me? Stand with me all over this house. Praise God. Children, Ecclesiastes 10:18 says, by much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands the house droppeth through. Listen, this goes much deeper than a physical house of wood, brick, and stone. You are a spirit being with a soul living in your body. The Holy Ghost in Ecclesiastes has compared us to a house. Listen now, if we don't address the issues and the needs of this house and take care and work on it, over time it'll gradually weaken. It'll decay from the mind to the body and the soul. And eventually you'll break down and fall through. Oh God, can you say it with me? I don't want to fall through. I don't want to weaken, oh God. Can you say with me tonight, Lord, I don't want to decay from the inside and break down and fall through. God is bigger than that. Your life is more important than that. There's power in the blood of Jesus and his name to save, bless, and keep. The eternal life in Jesus will keep you from depression and feeling like giving up. I don't have to beg a soul in here to find a place to pray tonight. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh God, oh God, oh God, you know me. You see me, Lord. You know all about me. I need you to touch, Jesus. I need to recommit. I need to draw closer, Lord, to you. Come on, children, tell him. Tell him what your very need is. Tell him what your trouble is, what's bothering you. Be honest with him. God, I need help in this area. Weak in this area, Jesus. I've been tempted and I've been tried, oh God. And I need you, Jesus. I need strength in my soul to overcome. Precious Savior, I love you. He's in the house, children. Jesus is in the house. He's a walking right here from the door. Let him touch you. Reach to him, call on him from the depths of your heart, and let Jesus touch you. Praise God.
Walk through dry and bare. Jesus.
Jesus.
And my soul has felt the rain in the water.
My Jesus, my Lord. Tell him to call on
I'm hungry now for another word of glory.
Yes, Jesus,
yes, his fresh touch. He has promised to be mine. I put my chair up to your table.
Ready now to die. Here's another empty vessel. Fill it, Lord, another time. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
As the moment,
thank you, God.
That day they came together.
I need him. I want
down
you.
Down by the Sea of Galilee, they all defeated.
Hey, God.
Well, I believe I'm like those little loaves and fish were.
Tell him, children, reach till they call on him.
Just your touch, Lord, can multiply the leaves. And I'm hungry now for another wave of glory. It's your fresh touch that you have promised
let me mine.
I pull
my chair up
to your table.
Lord, I'm ready now to die. Hallelujah, Lord. I'm hungry, Jesus. Lord.
Heal me, Lord, another time.
It's the fresh touch
you have promised.
Let me mine.
I pull
my chair up to
your table,
Lord. I'm ready now to die. Here's another empty vessel.
Fill it, Lord,
another time.
As my feet walk through dry and barren places, and my soul, it's felt the rain
Jesus.
In a while.
Jesus, Jesus.
Why, but I believe in the widow's empty barrel.
Yes,
she had
to bring a vast supply.
And I'm hungry now for another
wave of glory. Praise you, Lord.
It's
the fresh touch
you have promised
could be mine. I pull my chair up to your table.
Here's another empty vessel.
Fill it, Lord,
another